This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up there on the website. Also, give me your email address, top right-hand corner. Just give me your email address. I send out an email a week, let you know what we're going to be talking about, guests we'll have on, all that kind of fun stuff. And, you know, again, if you're not informed, if you don't know what night you want to tune in, if you don't know what guests we're going to have on, you know what? I won't inform you. That way you'll have to tune in every night to find out what's happening. But if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can go ahead and get involved. Become a member. Become a team member. Head over to Patreon. You'll see the, what do you call that thing? An icon right there on the front page to the right. And you know what? Give up a cup of coffee. If you go to Starbucks, which I wish you wouldn't, but if you go to Starbucks, then you go ahead. You know, one cup of coffee a month could help you become a team member. Check it out. See what it's all about up there. Become part of the team. I want to get right to it because I think we've got a lot of fun little stories to do. Maybe we'll be a little more lighthearted here. So, and I guess it would have been a problem for me too, but Krispy Kreme, they crippled traffic for hours. Because all they had to do was promise discounted donuts on their birthday. I mean, seriously. How long would you wait for a discounted donut? I mean, how long would you wait for a non-discounted donut at one of your favorite places? I don't know. I'm not that crazy. But to celebrate its 80th birthday or 80th anniversary, Krispy Kreme is selling a dozen donuts for 80 cents. Oh, my God. Well, that's not bad. You can freeze those things, right? Anyway, it's a deal so huge that it crippled traffic in Charleston, South Carolina for hours. One commuter told the local TV station the drive to Krispy Kreme was longer than the actual wait. She spent 2 hours in line. Another commuter said that she wanted to drive through the line for an hour, but was stuck on a nearby highway for an additional hour. We're talking donuts, people. I mean, seriously. And there were Twitter, I'm looking at this, this is hilarious. And there were Twitter updates on a regular basis as to where, how the line was moving and all that other fun stuff. I think it's hilarious. You wouldn't find me doing it. So police had to be called in to redirect Charleston traffic around the Krispy Kreme store. And as the afternoon stretched on, the traffic was still snarled around the donut chain, I mean, for hours. Everybody's getting to work late because, can you imagine? Calling your boss, going, hey, got to be a little late this morning. You know how you sent me to pick up donuts? Yeah, I'm going to be here for about 2 hours. So everybody getting to work late because of this commuter nightmare. They literally should just line up orange cones all the way down the freeway and have a designated donut lane. Really? Are these people that big in the South? I just can see the stress of people stuck in line that don't want a donut. Said one person. Yeah, can you imagine being in the line thinking that you're stuck behind a major traffic jam? And then you get to the end of the line to find out that they're all waiting to get in line for get into the actual driveway line to get some donuts. Boy, I would be a little miffed. A whole bunch miffed. A spokesperson for the Charleston Police Department said that Krispy Kreme requested help with traffic control, and officers are expected to be outside the donut shop until midnight. We're talking donuts here. See? I mean, have we lost it? Krispy Kreme, however, to their credit, they did pay for the assistance. The Post and Courier reported, and a local TV station reported, and said that they saw boxes of donuts in the police cars. I guess they were confiscating the contraband. But it looks like it wasn't just Charleston traffic. The donut company spoiled all over the place, including in California at the Burbank Police Department, said they were also having the same problems. Dead donuts, people! I mean, seriously! Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. I told you, just one kind of, one or two funny little stories, right, to make it a little easier. Although this one isn't that funny. This one is actually irritating. And we wonder why things are getting worse in this country, right? We have people that can't spell. Let me just look at the stuff I write. We have young people that don't know about the Civil War, right? The Revolutionary War, World War II. I played the clips. I played them in the past, and you know it. But the California Supreme Court, they're moving to make the bar exam easier to pass. So if there was any question before as to whether, you know, your attorney was up to the task, now there won't be any question. They won't be. So California has long had a reputation for having one of the most difficult bar exams in the country. Now with the passage rates sagging, see, this is what we do in education all the time. When things get harder for our kids, harder for people to pass, we just make them easier. We don't teach them better, we just make them easier. The state will make it easier to pass the test, which is required to be licensed as a practicing lawyer. The California Supreme Court, the ultimate authority over the bar exam, has decided to change the way the certification score is set. The court has not yet decided where the threshold will be, but the changes will take effect in January. The move follows a sometimes furious debate in California legal circles over whether the state's passing score, or what they call the cut score, was unrealistic. Each state offers its own bar exam, but many are moving towards a more uniform exam, especially in multiple-choice portions. What differentiates states in where they set the line for passage? For years, the California had set the threshold for passing the exam higher than any other state than Delaware. But last year, just 62% of the first-time test takers passed the California bar exam, compared with 83% in New York. But what does that actually mean? No, seriously, I'm just curious. I mean, if we have a higher bar exam, that means I have to study better, right? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do, please, 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 do be part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, whether you're on Facebook or our actual chat room at therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there as well. And you will, I promise, you will. There are people smarter than I up there, so you'll enjoy that. You'll enjoy the chat room, whether you're in Facebook or whether you're on the website. Also, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. As I said, you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff they've been telling you to be afraid of, to hate, to be against for the last 8 years, you don't have to. And those labels comes from the left. We don't apply those to ourselves. You gave them to us, and I'll wear them. I'll wear them at their real meaning. I won't wear them at your meaning. Anyway, we're talking about the California Supreme Court is now looking to lower the passage, the cut score, as they call it, or the passing score for the California bar exam, because that's just what we need. We need attorneys that are even less and less and less and less and less available, ready to. Well, I guess in California it's not a big deal. We don't uphold the law here anyway. We do whatever we darn well please. Seriously. And I know that I think California and Delaware, it said, were the two hardest states to pass the bar exam. I say, so what? Leave it that way. So last year, just 62% of the first-time test takers passed the California bar exam, while 83% passed it in New York. Only 51% of the graduates of the University of California Hastings College of the Law passed the state exam in July 2016. The school's Dean Fagman, wrote the California Committee of Bar Examiners last December was outrageous and constitutes unconscionable conduct on the part of a trade associate that masquerades as a state agency. Yo, why don't you teach your kids better? What do you think? Or your students, your young men and women, whatever. The cut score is almost everything, said Robert Anderson, a professional of a corporate law at Pepperdine School of Law in California, who did a study of the 10 most difficult state exams in 2013. The study concluded that California's is probably the most difficult in the country. In California, if California changed its minimum score to 133, which is the same as New York, then I would say California's is easy, he added. Now, Delaware's passing score is 145. California's currently is 144. Proponents for keeping score argue that the state bars have an ethical obligation to protect citizens from ill-prepared attorneys. You know, it's really funny. We've heard attorneys speak, right? We've done when we play the pieces, we play the clips, and you have attorneys that are just brain dead. Not that they all are, but you have some that are brain dead. They don't know the basics about the state to begin with. They don't speak English well, and you're saying to yourself, and then, now again, you can. I'm going to let you run with that in your own mind, but if you can't understand, read, write the English language, or use it properly, how are you going to write a brief? How are you going to write the forms, fill in the forms, do the work it takes to make sure that I get a fair trial? But deans of law schools, which have been buffeted by declining enrollments, say setting the bar license standards so high serves only to shield the profession by keeping out large numbers of qualified lawyers. Really? Well, his version of qualified, right? In February, 20 deans at the American Bar Association accredited California's law schools wrote the state Supreme Court asking it to set a lower passing score. A state legislative hearing considered the issue, and a study was set in motion. The state Supreme Court soon stepped in to assert its authority over the exam. In amendments adopted June 21st, but released this week, the court said that it must set the passing score of the examination, period. Now, spokesman for the court, Kethel Connolly, said on Thursday that the justices would decide to cut score after they received and considered the Bar Examiner's Committee's report. Now, there's no date set. We don't know when exactly this is going to happen. Yes, again, it's not the end of the world. But I do find it interesting that a lot of times in education, when we can't, you know, help kids succeed, when we can't teach them to the level they need to be taught to, we lower the bar. Think about it. One of the comments in here, traditional bar exam and licensing practices have outlived their sell-by date and increasingly hard, if not impossible. So they could pass these things 30 years ago, but they can't pass them now? I want you to think about that. The best interest of the profession to the best interest of the profession or the public. One flashpoint in debate over the California exam was an announcement in April that the Whittier Law School, a half century old and accredited by the American Bar Association, would close. Now, Bar passage rates at Whittier long an avenue for disadvantaged students. You hear that? Long an avenue for disadvantaged students to become lawyers. Had plunged in recent years. So they had students that were disadvantaged. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means they didn't have the money. I don't know if it means they were here illegally. I don't know what it was. Because remember, we did have, we have one in particular, I remember we did the story on. We actually had an attorney in California. He passed the bar exam. But he couldn't get his license. You know why? Because he was here illegally. Knew the law, broke the law, and here illegally. And they were trying to find a way to help him practice law. When they should have been trying to find a way to deport him. He'd been here all that time. He's been through the system, and he's never done anything to become a citizen. Now, the bar passage rates at the Whittier, as I said, long an avenue for disadvantaged students to become lawyers, had plunged in recent years. Its passage rate hovered in the routine statewide range, about 68%. It fell to 22%. Now, why is that? Let's think about something. So, just a couple of years ago, they were passing at a rate of 68%, and it fell to only 22%. How is that the scores? How is that the test problem or the test score problem? Why isn't that the student problem? Why isn't that the school's problem in how they're teaching those students? Right? And the argument was that the students had a high enough score to pass other state bar exams, then move to the other state. Again, we're playing with this. I want you to key in on that, though. Key in on the fact that 68% passed it a few years ago, and 22% couldn't pass it, a year ago. Something's wrong there. Something's majorly wrong there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN. Live, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, being involved in the conversation. You can do it by email. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or, hey, hop up on the website. We've got a chat room there, and the same thing on Facebook. You can catch us there as well. Head up to the website because you can find our Twitter feed, Facebook feed. We're on YouTube. We're like horse manure on a ranch. Okay, we're all over the place. It really is that simple to find us. So we're talking about the bar exam in California and how they want to lower it, want to lower the rate by which it takes to pass, or the number, because what we need is more ill-prepared attorneys in the state of California. We don't follow the law out here anyway, so it doesn't much matter. Producer Tammy during the break said maybe it's because now that we have the marijuana law, they just can't pass a test anymore. But I want you to think about something. You know, you've got a college in particular. Whittier Law School here in California had a, 68% so they had a statewide, they had a passing rate of about 68%. So 68% of their students passed that bar exam the first time through. Up until 2 years ago. And then a year later, it fell to 22%. Can anybody help me understand? How is that the test's issue? Okay, I'm just asking. How is it that did the test get harder overnight? Did somebody change something? Or are they teaching differently? Or as our producer alluded to, maybe they're smoking too much dope before they take the test or before they go to class. If it's medical marijuana, you can use anywhere here. Maybe they were high in class, you didn't hear anything. So, the California Supreme Court also said that it would appoint a majority of a 19-member bar examiners committee to look it over as well. So I kind of get a kick out of this. I don't even know why they're considering this. I want the test hard. I want the test hard for my doctor. I want the test hard for my attorney. I want the test hard for my surgeon. I want them to fail if they're not paying attention. That's what I want. All right? I'm not interested in making it easier so you can get by. On July 1st, Nevada locals and tourists visiting from out of state waited in line in triple-digit temperatures, became the first in-state to purchase legal recreational marijuana. Less than 2 weeks later, the 47 retailers licensed to sell the drug are now running out of supply, causing the governor to impose a state of emergency. Oh, my God, no more dope. For the dopes. The Nevada Tax Commission, a subsidiary of the State Department of Taxation, has passed a new regulation to address the shortage in a unanimous vote. The commission found that the current pool of stores licensed to distribute marijuana is insufficient to support the market. Oh, my God. In 4 days. It will reopen applications to allow dispensaries previously operating in the medical marijuana program to vie for a spot in the recreational market. Now, the regulation comes as a response to a statement of emergency issued by the department and endorsed by Governor Brian Sandoval late last week. The governor did not declare a state of emergency, which is typically used in times of natural disaster and when local government requires the help of state agencies. Rather, a statement of emergency allowing for swift changes in regulations during temporary scenarios. All right, I misspoke. See, I apologize. Statement of emergency, not a state of emergency. Add a couple more letters to it because it means so much more. The communications director, Mary Martin, put that statement out, I think it was yesterday. Nearly 50 dispensaries in Las Vegas have licenses to sell marijuana for recreational use when sales got underway on... Think about that. Man, if I was a casino owner, I'd be pushing that one too. Oh, yeah, we want as much dope as possible. We're going to sell it here at the casino. Then we'll take their money. They can think about that. Think about where the... Oh, my God. The more my mind runs with this, the worse it gets. Think about that. I mean, they got brothels in Vegas. Now they have dope in Vegas. They have gambling pretty much everywhere. I guess I bet you their homeless rate's going to go through the roof here shortly. I mean, look what happened in Colorado when they legalized dope. Yes, I'm calling it dope for a reason. You figure it out. When it went legal, July 1st, the retailers could sell their inventory to anyone over the age of 21 with a valid ID. But those same stores cannot legally restock their supply. I don't even understand that. Alcohol wholesalers have the exclusive rights to move marijuana from growers to retailers as part of a temporary court order that was extended to June. The rule aims to promote the goal of regulating marijuana similar to alcohol and protect liquor stores from the losing business as the demand for recreation marijuana arises. Yeah, we've got to make sure the liquor stores stay in business, right? Nevada's the only state with legal marijuana that has such an arrangement. The state intends to appeal the order so that the medical pot shops can obtain distribution licenses as well. This is crazy, don't you think? Really? I'd love to. I should probably put that up in a poll. Who thinks it's a good idea to have recreational marijuana? You realize this isn't the dope that your dad and your granddad smoked, right? Well, my grandfather didn't. I don't know about my dad. I mean, think about it. Back in the 60s and the 70s, I mean, the only thing you could do with dope is you drink it out. I mean, you drank it. Oh, yeah. We drank dope. Probably did after a few joints. I know you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh. They used to put it in vodka bongs and wine bongs. Come on. Some of you there, you know, you inhaled. Don't give me that stuff. So, no, seriously, that was how you made it stronger or better or whatever. Nowadays, this dope with the chemicals they put in it, what have you, it's 100, it's 1,000 times stronger than it used to be. So for some of you who are, you know, 60s bell-bottom wearing loosey-goosey people, this is not that marijuana. This is not the dope you and I grew up with. And you know what? I grew out of it. I don't need an escape. On Thursday, purveyors of both alcohol and marijuana packed a government building in Carson City, where Nevada Tax Commission met to discuss the situation. My God, this sounds like, you know, like there's a shortage of food or something. I mean, seriously, think about it. I'd be opening up snack shops on every corner next to a marijuana shop. Now, you going to be okay over there? Dion Contini, oh, please, executive director of the State Department of Taxation, warned regulations that a marijuana shortage could create a budget shortfall. Wow. So now we have to sell dope. Oh, my God. States have become legal dealers. Oh, God. Well, you know, in Colorado, we should do a segment around that at some point in time. That's what they thought, too. But then what happened was when they started looking at what it was costing them because their newly found homeless population, people going to the hospitals, you know, emergency rooms because they had, I don't know, eaten too many brownies with the stuff in there. It was hilarious. And it ended up, I don't know what it was, but I remember we did a story, I think it was last year, it was like $600 million in unpaid services given to people that were here illegal, that were homeless there in Colorado that had sought medical services and they didn't have insurance. It was hilarious. They're sleeping in parks there. They got plenty of dope on them, but they don't have a place to stay. That's not a problem, right? The industry can bring the state more than $1.1 billion in tax revenue over the next 8 years. Neil Gidvani, senior counsel with Greenspoon Martyrs Cannabis Law Practice in Las Vegas, called the commission's decision a step in the right direction for the cannabis marketplace. It's imperative that all those involved with the industry work together to ensure consumers have adequate access to the product. And you don't have to do that to the consumer. How about this? So that the Drew Dopey can have adequate access to the product and purchase marijuana in a safe environment. Regulators pried open a channel for distribution hours before the commission meeting. So I think this is, I'm sorry. I know some of you are probably upset at me speaking about it this way, but seriously. Because we need more dope heads around there. We need more ways that people can drive around their cars legally stoned. I know you're going to say, no, they can't drive under the influence. Well, I got news for you. They have no test for this yet. Seriously, they have no test for it. I've talked to law enforcement officials. There's no way to test like you can with alcohol. I mean, other than their pupils are so wide you could drive a truck through them. But other than that, there's nothing. Okay, I'm going to relax. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Apparently, CNN can't stand the fact that evangelicals were praying for Trump in the Oval Office. It's just bad. Unconstitutional. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Please be involved. Hey, help support the show. Head up to the website. Become a Patreon member. You can't miss it. If you miss it, you shouldn't be driving. I'll just put it that way. That's how big it is when you first get to the website. Trudeau, you know, the art guy up there in Canada, runs Canada. He's an artsy-fartsy kind of guy. He's asking the U.S. to ditch America first. These people are amazing. So Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told governors from across the U.S. to ditch the America First motto. His National Governors Association speech in Rhode Island on Friday was a first for Canadian Prime Minister. In this speech, Mr. Trudeau urged U.S. governors to embrace their neighbors to the north and avoid protectionism. Where did they come up with these terms? You know, I did a story. Let's go find it. But I did a story, too, about Maine has recently been forced. You ready for this one? They've been forced to hire Americans. Oh, my God. That's a terrible thing. Maine. Last I checked, they were in America. That's right. They're in America. right? And I don't know if they're upset about it. I won't put it that way. But they can't hire foreigners because, you know, they hired them for less money. But I'll finish. Let me finish off Trudeau first. But Trudeau says that in his speech, he did urge the U.S. governors to embrace their neighbors. And we do. I think we do anyhow. It's all part of his aggressive strategy to promote a thinner border ahead of the vital trade talks with the U.S., and he's got to renegotiate the NAFTA treaty. Now, President Trump has made America First his mantra, shaping his policies on trade and immigration that way. As well, we should. We still have millions, tens of millions of Americans out of work. We need to make it easier for them to find work. We need to make jobs available to them. Now, Mr. Trudeau, who is a fierce advocate of free trade, told the governor's protectionist policies kill growth. He's not right. And that hurts the very workers that these measures are nominally intended to protect. Once we travel down that road, it's quickly become a cycle of tit for tat, a race to the bottom where all sides lose. See, I don't agree with him. You make this country stronger, you make these people stronger, you make sure they're making money, and they're going to buy product from all over the world, in essence. And, you know, people in the north part of the country, why wouldn't they go to Canada to vacation? We used to drive to Canada from Massachusetts. Earlier in the day, Mr. Trudeau had talked with governors from Wisconsin, Kentucky, Rhode Island, and Iowa. After it's a controversial trade deal between U.S., Mexico, and Canada, which Mr. Trump has threatened to rip up because it's unfair. It is unfair to the U.S. Let me tell you what. I talked to a trucking company about 2 years ago, and they were telling me, a small trucking company, and they were telling me one of the reasons that they couldn't compete was because if the Mexican trucks weren't being held to the same standard that the American trucks were being held to, U.S. trucks. So the standards for a U.S. truck to run on the roads of America, to have that license that they have to get, were much higher than the Mexican trucks coming into the country to drop product. That ain't right. See, this is what I'm talking about, equality. Equality is the same across the board. What I don't, here we go. We have let the Europeans, other countries, get away with not paying tariffs, right? We're not being equal in trade for so long that now when we threaten that we're going to force them to truly start paying tariffs, they threaten us back. Right, so we've got, like we do everything in this country, just like you saw with the California, you know, the bar exam test, lowering the numbers. So we can't collect the tariffs, so the tariffs seem to be too high, and people start to get nervous about it, so we don't collect them. That's not the right way to do it. Go back and look why we didn't have an income tax early on in this country. You know why? That's right, because of tariffs. Because of the money that the federal government collected by trading with other countries. Otherwise, they couldn't have operated. And now what we've decided is we don't need to do that because we're a great country. We got all this kind of money. We can open the borders. We can bring all kinds of people in. We don't have to collect tariffs. And we can have the American populace pay for all the illegals and everything else. I mean, do you see how crazy this is? Well, I know some of you listening already know it's crazy. When NAFTA negotiations begin, set to re-begin in August, Canada must use whatever time is left to convince leaders that bilateral trade between the two countries must be a priority. Public policy specialist Mary Scott Greenwood said that the timing is perfect for Mr. Trudeau's visit. This is a big, high-stake negotiation, she said. I don't think he wants to leave any stone unturned. He is going to try everything. We do not really know who is going to be the most influential, which thing will be the turning point, and what is going to resonate with people, so they've got to try everything and hope that it'll come out well in the end. At the governor's meeting, Mr. Trudeau said that NAFTA isn't perfect, but the state should urge the federal government to fix it instead of scrapping it altogether. More trade barriers. Now, listen, you know, these guys are dealing with Trump. I'm going to tell you how dumb they are. Yeah, you heard me, dumb. Read the art of the deal. All right, there you go. There's $3,000, you know, worth of consulting for you. The man works from the art of the deal. It's not a matter of ripping up the trade deal and never going back to it again. Offer him something different. See, You need us more than we need you, whether you want to hear it or not. So come to the table, get with your Mexican counterpart, and come to the table with something to negotiate with. But they haven't figured this out yet. All they want to do, they do what the Dems do. They just want to scream about it, how insensitive it is, how wrong it is, how we shouldn't be doing it. More trade barriers, more local continent provisions does not help working families over the long term. Historically, trade between the two nations has been hashed out by other respective countries as well. But over the past several months, Canada has sent everyone from the cabinet to cabinet ministers to provincial premiers to the mayor of Toronto to plead his case. This is a whole different level of intensity. So that's what I, you know what? You want to trade with us? You have product for us? You have product that you think we can use? We should have? That's great. Give us a reason. Make it fair. Now in Maine, as I started to say earlier, there's been a shortage of foreign laborers, you know, to work the fishing boats and such. So what's happened is they've actually had to hire, oh my God, Americans to do the work. We shouldn't have to do that, should we? So businesses in Bahaba, too bad, you know, this would be perfect if Kimberly was on. She'd get it. So our businesses in Bahaba, Maine, are turning to locals to make up for the shortage of foreign guest workers that normally fill summer jobs. Now, because the HB visa program has already been reached, or already reached its annual quota, the Bar Harbor hotel, restaurants, and shops can't bring in any more foreign workers for the rest of the busy summer. Good. Hire locals. Put ads up in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Bring people in that way. Why not give those young workers time to work? I remember kids when I was growing up, seniors in high school or coming in as being in the senior high school, they would go work at some of the lakes and the resorts up in New Hampshire and western Massachusetts. They had, oh my God, they had to drive to get there. Mommy and Daddy couldn't drive them to the local store to work. For many years, Bar Harbor has depended on the H-2B visas for temporary workers. The program allows non-agricultural companies to bring in foreign labor if they are unable to find suitable employees domestically. They can. There's a proof is they can find the workers. They just don't want to pay them. I mean, it's summer employment. They're teenagers. They shouldn't be paying them top dollar to begin with. They're coming up with creative ways to attract local labor. The Bar Harbor Chamber of Commerce will hold a job fair in an effort to recruit a significant number of workers from the region. Just about every kind of business town is looking for help because it gets crazy up there. Maine, New Hampshire, same thing. Right? And there are all kinds of businesses. There are restaurants and tour boats and, you know, horseback riding, you know, all that stuff. And the shortage is so bad that they're sweetening incentives for these people to show. I mean, you know, they're just making it more exciting to want to come to work. Higher wages. Right? Places where they can stay. Because, you know, they'll be coming from out of state. They'll be coming from out of area. So several lawmakers are pushing to up the H-2B visa program. I would like to see us start training people for those jobs. Because when you say you can't find people for those jobs, especially these non-skilled labor jobs, I don't buy it. It's not attractive enough to work there. It's going to cost them too much to show up. So make it better. It's really that simple. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me. Be careful this weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Stay safe. I want you back here on Monday with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address so I can get an email out to you, and you can see what's going on with the show. You can get involved with some of the things we've got going on. A lot of plans coming up for the rest of the year. Don't be left behind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me, and God bless.